outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Boring College Commencement Speaker.
Mr. Boring College Commencement Speaker.
You are the fluff at graduation, a D-lister desperately hanging on to fame, or a big-name celebrity who's practiced his speech for weeks, especially the false modesty.
Five private jets haven't changed you yet.
We're the key to the future? Oh, that's original.
Follow your dreams and work for change, yeah.
So the next time you hear a speaker drone on and on, boring a bunch of graduates who just want to get their diplomas, then get summa cum loaded, give him an honorary degree. He's Mr. Boring College Commencement Speaker, a real American hero.
Mr. Boring College Commencement Speaker.
Wow, I'm so inspired to spend the rest of my life in a cubicle.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's Thursday, August 19th. We're here in the studio. Kara's here with her black flower in her hair again.
Yep, I like it.
You like it? It's pretty cool. It's different.
I get compliments on it, except from you. You're like, it looks like you're 3 years old, but... Hey, that's new look.
Well, how can you not get compliments on it? I mean, it sticks out. Like, you can't ignore it.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
But it's pretty cool.
You guys are missing out. It's a big-ass flower that's about the size of my head attached to the side of my head.
Yes.
And it screams, I need attention.
It looks like a little growth or something.
So gross. So nasty.
So you're looking for more attention this morning? Is that it?
No. I'm just looking really cute because I'm going to Texas today.
Oh.
And the man that I'm seeing there, we're going straight to dinner.
Uh-huh.
So I want to be totally dolled up.
I see. Okay.
So I'm going to do
some of
it. So
you're going to keep that flower on? The whole flight and
probably
stuff?
Take it off and sleep, but then put the flower back in,
uh-huh.
And then finish my makeup on the plane, and I brought fake eyelashes with me.
You did? Is that necessary? I think those are like a turnoff, don't you think?
No, they're just for drama going out at night.
If you put on mascara and stuff, that's enough.
No, I just think you're more of a minimalist. I like drama.
Mm.
I like a little batty of the eyes.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Like fluttering of the eyelashes.
Yeah. I mean, if you're wearing it in stark daylight and they're huge eyelashes and you're at a picnic, it looks like
drag
queen.
Yeah, I don't like those huge ones with a lot of mascara on them.
No, but I mean something that, you know, for going out at night in night lighting.
I see.
Good.
Okay. Well, if you say it looks good, then it looks good. I happen to think differently.
Well, you know what? Your opinion doesn't even count on this.
I know. It doesn't count for you at all.
Well, not on this, Sam.
I might as well not even sit here. You could sit here
Well, I'm not trying to turn you on, so it doesn't...
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay, so that's the point.
If I was trying to turn you on, I might go, hey, Sam.
You'd put those on?
I'd figure it out. If you didn't like it, I wouldn't wear them.
I see. Okay, but since you don't give a shit, then you're going
to
wear them anyway.
Am I supposed to?
Okay, well, I'm not going to be there anyway to see them, so
my point is I'm supposed to care if you think they're turned on? Yeah.
No, you're not supposed to care about anything. Did you hear about the recall of all these eggs? Like millions of eggs?
It's so funny. I just was at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
I got my Frappuccino.
Yes.
A bottle of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And this lady said...
It's a bottle of sugar, actually.
Well, guess what?
It's so friggin' sweet, isn't it?
My taste buds are at a different level of sweet. Moderate for me. For you, it might put you in a coma.
The Starbucks Frappuccino in a bottle.
The bottle kind, yeah.
Right.
It's actually not the same as if you get it in a store.
Right,
but anyway,
obviously not.
Back to the egg. So I was getting this, a couple things I needed at the grocery store. And then this lady was like, yeah, what are we doing with all these eggs?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, when people are bringing their eggs in.
Really?
And I thought, what's going on with the eggs? I thought it was just the one across the street.
Yeah, no, there's a fear of salmonella in that. So
how do they figure that out?
Because somebody probably got sick from them. That's how you usually figure it out.
I guess I always thought that salmonella was when you, like, you know, had egg juice on your hand and you didn't wash your hands, and then the egg juice hung out on your, like, counter for a bit.
Who knows? Maybe that's that, you know? But, I mean,
I didn't know it was inside an egg.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's inside. I mean, I don't know what happens if you cook it, but I would imagine that it would still be the same thing.
Wow.
You'd think the heat would eat burn off the bacteria.
Oh, wow.
But maybe it doesn't.
Apparently, there's been hundreds of people that have been sickened by salmonella.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it says the salmonella recall expands to eggs sent to 17 states.
Right, including California.
Yeah, and so it's an Iowa producer.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine how much money they're
losing? 380 million eggs, people.
Wow.
Don't eat your eggs today.
That's a lot of fucking eggs, man.
My friends aren't even going to know.
Wow. I better watch out for those eggs, huh? I actually like eggs a lot.
I freaking love eggs.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you go to a restaurant and everybody gets sick, man?
Well, I was about to say, what does this count to, like, is this just to grocers, or what about your restaurants and things like that?
I'm sure it's all the same. Yeah. I don't know if they separate those. You know, they just ship them out to California and then they start splitting them to different places. I would imagine.
People are suing the egg producer.
Yeah.
Can't you just say shit happens? I mean... Nobody's dying, really. Yeah, I mean, nobody's dying. So what does that mean? A bad case of diarrhea? A fever? What else are we looking at?
I don't know.
I mean, it sucks. I'm not saying it's right and that people shouldn't be upset. I'm just saying, really.
I think it actually makes you pretty sick, salmonella.
Yeah, I do. I think you can die from it, actually. But I don't think anybody has. So I'm like, well, if you don't die, what else is happening?
Right. Well, being sick, I guess. But I don't understand suing them. I mean, what the hell could they do, you know?
Yeah.
It just happens. So, I mean, I don't know how it happens. Is that like from sick chickens and stuff?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what causes it, you know? Let's figure that out.
Well, I guess a restaurant was sued over bad eggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, can the restaurant be held liable if they don't know, you know what I mean?
I don't know. People always go after the deep pockets, though. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, it says it can cause fever, abdominal cramping, diarrhea. Okay, but what about, does it kill you?
Yeah. They're saying that it causes long-term problems.
Oh, really?
In severe cases. That and E. coli, which is also food poisoning.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but you know what? If somebody else knows, look it up and call us so we can get some info on this.
Yeah.
Because clearly Sam and I aren't salmonella experts, and we can't seem to figure it out quick enough.
I don't think it's that important.
Well, that's good to know, Sam. Thanks for bringing it up then. Thanks for going there with it.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. No plans yet. It's still only Thursday, so we'll have to think about that one. Of course, I would like to go somewhere, but usually it doesn't materialize.
Really?
We've got to work, yeah. But, I ain't complaining, man. I'm happy.
So pretty. I went to the beach yesterday.
Did you really?
I was like, if I've got to get stuff done on my computer, why stay in the valley or in the Hollywood area?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the beach.
Ah, with your computer?
Yeah, because it's just instantly 20 degrees cooler.
Yeah, but how do you get internet there?
Well, I wasn't on the beach, but I was at Santa Monica.
Oh.
And then I, you know, you just go to your coffee shop or whatever. But you can sit outside. It's nice. It's
really
nice.
Right.
But yeah, it doesn't even compare.
Yeah. Do they have places with free Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
They do, huh? Because I think Starbucks still charges for it, don't they?
Starbucks just started doing free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. It's about time.
About damn time, right?
You know?
Get with the
program. I mean, how much does it cost them to provide you with a friggin' signal, you know, for crying out loud?
And not to mention,
$50 a month or something?
It's not as competitive there's many times I haven't gone to Starbucks because I knew I needed to do some work.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going there because I'm going to, even though I like the coffee, no, I'd rather go
somewhere else. Yeah, I'm not paying $10 for internet access, you know?
Mm-mm.
It's like, when I was in Israel, every coffee shop has free internet.
It should be
the airport.
It kind of should be just free, like a library
or
something. You know,
it should.
I don't know why it should be like a charge.
Well, it will be eventually.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's just people charge because they can, you know, but people won't pay for it much longer.
You
know, there's a lot of free access anywhere you go, you know. So, and plus Starbucks doesn't let you smoke outside anymore. You know that? So I don't go to Starbucks anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's
what do you think about
there's
that?
Coffee shops. You know what? In a way, I understand it, you know, mm-hmm. because people sit outside and they smoke and it really stinks. Mm-hmm. And then when you want to go there and get coffee, you have to go through the gauntlet of smoke and shit, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't like smoke, but I mean, I also think about people's rights. It's a weird balance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can't smoke inside, you smoke outside. But if you can't do that either, I mean, what the fuck, you know? So mm-hmm. I wonder how many customers they lose that way, because usually at Starbucks, there's a lot of people smoking outside. You know, I mean, often people get coffee so they have something to drink when they smoke.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how it works usually?
Yeah. I'm actually thinking of opening a cafe called Smoker's Delight and allow everybody to smoke.
That's really funny.
Yeah, to give people a sense that they're not unwanted.
Well, let me ask you this. It's not that they're unwanted. Their habit's unwanted. Also, would it be smoking indoors or what?
No, outdoors. But because you can't smoke indoors by law. You know, so you couldn't do it if you wanted to. But, and besides, it stinks inside, you know, when people smoke. It's not, I'm not for that at all. But outside, you know, it's like, why is smoking such a big problem for people? What about drinking? What about alcohol? What about drunk drivers? Why don't we do anything about those habits? You know, why is it that cigarettes have to be picked on, you know? So true, they stink and everything. And
okay, it's not just the smell. It is physically painful to inhale smoke. You don't get that because you've been doing it for 30 years. Mm-hmm. It is not, it does not feel good. And I don't have, I don't want to chew. I'm not choosing to smoke like you are.
Right.
And yet I have to smell it. I mean, I grew up with.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're outside, you have to smell a lot of things. You know, you have to.
No, it's not just smell.
The smoke
it's
from the buses and. You
yeah,
know.
But it's like, why is there another thing where I have to inhale your issue?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I grew up with two, you know, my dad and whoever he was with or whatever, freaking, you know, chain smokers are us in the damn car, and they'd give me a crack. They had a cougar. The car was a cougar.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like. I'd be fucking in the back, like,
yeah,
my
no,
face
that's
is green.
Ridiculous.
And they give me a crack, and I wasn't allowed to ask for more. And then I'd go to school, and my friends would be like, oh, you're getting your clothes smell.
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's because my family's fucked up.
Yeah. Well,
sorry,
that,
guys,
you know,
I'm
I mean,
that,
that's what I'm saying. Again, I think in cars and indoor places, it's not okay. But I think outside, I mean, where else are you going to go for crying out loud?
That's true. Where are she? Well,
you know?
Where are
and the thing is that, look, when you go outside, you're exposed to a lot of shit, you know? And that's just part of it, you know? You can't deal with it. Don't fucking sit there, you know? But I don't know. That's my opinion.
Well, then what about this? Yes. What about this? I'm in my apartment, and there's people literally below, just outside my window, but below.
Yeah.
I'm on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in my living room. I'm like, why does something... It's like
yeah, it smells.
I could smell it, and it's bugging me, and I'm like, oh, it's someone's cigarettes.
I know, and you know what? Look, I smoke outside on the balcony, and I'm sure it bothers some people. When other people smoke, and my window's open, and it smells, I close the fucking window. You know, I mean, what the fuck? You know, it's like you can't get away from everything.
You guys should
know?
See.
I mean, yeah.
Sam's getting like heated right now.
You,
he just
you should be able to
like
smoke
times.
At home, outside, on the balcony.
Yeah, I just think it's like maybe we're living in cramped quarters. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say.
But it's just, you know,
yeah,
trying to get away from it.
I know. Well, that's part of it. But I'm telling you, it's not too far off when they're going to ban that as well. Smoking in apartment buildings, period. They've already been talking about it. Yeah.
Do you think it's too extreme?
Yeah. Just go to live in a fucking non-smoking building and leave me alone, you know?
That's so funny. It's funny. But, you know, think about some of the privileges that do come with smoking, though. I need to go take a cigarette break.
Yeah.
If you're in a work environment, people buy that. Okay, I'm going to go take a quick cigarette break.
Right.
What if you just need to take an air break? It doesn't compute.
Take an air break.
Sam, it does not compute. People do not see it as legitimate. If you just want to go take... I want to take just five-minute breaks today on top of my other breaks.
Right.
I'm going to take five-minute breaks.
Well, go ahead.
You don't care, but I'm saying in the workplace, it does not compute.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I can't tell you how many jobs I've worked at, whether it's, you know, waiting tables or even sales jobs where people are like, oh, I got to take a quick cigarette break. And they do that several times during the day.
Right.
I personally don't care, but it's just a double standard that I can't
but
just go
take a break.
But it's
not. Who says you can't? Just go outside and take a break. I mean, I would never say don't take breaks.
No, not you. I'm saying it's
employers.
Not. No, come on, Sam. It's not seen as acceptable as the same thing. If I just had to randomly, if I was working a professional job, okay, and I randomly had to take five-minute breaks, you know, if not maybe 7 minutes, and I'd be out there,
right,
all the time. Like, what's Carrie doing? What's she's taking? She's got a non-cigarette break.
Yeah.
No, you're cool. You get it. You don't care. But I'm saying most people in those environments, they wouldn't care.
I don't know. I think you're making a generalization.
No, I'm making some truth is what I'm making.
Okay. Who the hell's gonna argue with you?
Apparently you do.
Yeah, I'm the only one who has the balls.
Yeah, right. I don't intimidate you, do I?
Oh, man. You intimidate me?
As a question, do I?
No.
not
even close.
No?
What's there to intimidate with?
I don't know. My flower, my freaking growth on the side of my head. It's going to get you. No, because I'm really smart and witty.
I like that you're smart.
Doesn't
I like
intimidate
that you're
you?
Witty. Would that intimidate me? No, not at all.
I don't think so, no.
In fact, I was thinking yesterday that I'm so fortunate I married a very smart woman, you know?
Aww.
And, yeah, she's very smart. You know,
She's on it.
I don't think I could get along with someone ditzy, you know?
No, it gets old. It's like you're babysitting, huh?
I don't know. It's just you feel you can't carry a conversation.
I know.
You know, it's like they don't know shit.
Yeah.
Besides, who says you're smart? You're the only one who says that.
Who, me? That's not true. I have people tell me.
No, if you weren't smart, you wouldn't be on the show. I can
tell
you
sure.
That. That's
for sure. We were doing a two-hour show, freaking pulling stuff out of my butt to talk about. Like, yeah, hey, I'm going to argue with this doorpost. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure they've got a lot to talk about, but, you know, it's not the same.
So, yeah, I'm meeting guys more and more that are like, they're tired of the bimbos and they want to be with smart women and
because they probably can't get the bimbos. If they could, they wouldn't complain.
No, well then you just said yourself you couldn't marry a bimbo.
I could marry one, but I'm not talking about marrying.
No, I think
dating.
That this is more of like they're just over it, you know. Let's say you've done the Playboy type girl for a while and now you're like, it's the same old thing. And I don't really have friends like that, but I've met some girls. I did a comedy show, this girl showed up very, I want to say beautiful, but she wasn't, you think that fake eyelashes are a turn off. Well, she had so much makeup on and so much, it looked like a mask, and then her hair was bleached out and it was like extensions, and she didn't look human.
Really?
You know, there's kind of people in LA that just, it's not even that they've had a little work done, it's like they don't really look human anymore.
Yeah, they look
now,
like Frankenstein.
Now, the thing is, she's a swimsuit model, and I've seen her photos, and she actually photographs well. But when you actually look at her in person,
right,
you're just distracted and shocked because she doesn't look like a person.
Yeah.
And she's taken on a persona to attract men that a woman can see straight through. And probably most guys can too, hopefully.
Probably, yes.
But she licks a lollipop. And it's like that.
Lollipop sounds good.
Like a lollipop, talking like this.
Is that how she talks?
Yeah, and she just touches her hair a lot. And she licks her lips. And she just sits there. And every time she sits there, she just poses. So she just fluffs her hair. And then she sits there and stares at you.
Yeah.
And she's like,
People pose all over the place here, huh?
Freaking posers, man.
Yeah.
I only pose in front of cameras.
Do you?
Yeah. My friends make fun of me because I usually don't get candid shots because I'll see a camera a mile away and then I'll do like a crazy face or something. They're like, yeah. I'm like, haha, I gotcha. But this girl, I called her Bambi just for fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's not. I'm sure she's a cool person, but she doesn't let anybody see who she is. You know, it's a full-time job trying to be something fake.
That's true.
You know, you're constantly putting on an act for people. I mean, my friend was talking to her. She's like, I thought it was weird, Kara, because as I was talking to her, she kept kind of almost acting sexy towards me.
Really?
But I was like, yeah.
That's all she knows, probably.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like, my friend was like, what the hell is she doing that for? Like, I'm not impressed. She kept licking her lollipop and going, Yeah. Now, do you and your wife, do you guys get in good, fun arguments or no?
They're not fun, but we do get into arguments.
Oh, you don't like to argue for fun?
No.
Just me, huh? The guy that I'm going to see in Texas, he and I love arguing.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's so cool about it?
What's so cool about arguing? Well, I do it in a fun way. I don't know. It's like this. We had a guest on this. She said it's verbal competition, and that's what it is. It's not mean-spirited.
Right.
It's just, it's like a little wrestling match, verbally.
I see. I'm not surprised about that with you.
No, of course you shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
No, but it's fun. I mean, when I've gone out on dates with guys and things, and I could tell that they're a little sensitive, or they're not getting the humor aspect, or they feel like I'm too aggressive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen a lot, but actually that's not true. It's pretty hit and miss. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes guys it's just not their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'm trying to be a certain way. It's just you're testing boundaries with people to see their comfort level.
Yeah.
And you'll find that, wow, this person's just, they're wound up a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
They're not picking up what I'm throwing down. You know, that chemistry is just not there.
I see. Okay.
And I just can't have that. I have to have like full-blown, hot, fiery everything.
Yeah. You see, I just started reading a book called Click. And it's about people clicking. It's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's like really cool. I mean, it's like scientific research and things like that. Like,
what a cute
how
title.
Do people hit it off with each other?
What are you learning about it?
It's actually pretty interesting because, you know, they're showing you like different ways that people click. I mean, you know, sometimes people like the first time, you know, the first couple minutes they meet each other, they know they're clicking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's obviously different ways. I mean, it's not only romantic. It can be,
friendships,
you know, two guys and things like that. They just feel they're on the same
page,
you know, the same flow. So it's pretty interesting. I just started reading it yesterday, so I haven't gotten far. But it's, you know, they're giving some examples of people, you know, they're saying how some people, it's like love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like they totally are like that. And then some people that actually takes them a while to build a relationship. But they're saying that there's no differences in how long the marriages last of people like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you fall in love, you know, head over heels in a split second, or if you take your time getting to know the person and stuff.
I think that's very true because I think marriage is its own entity. It doesn't matter if you're super compatible or not.
Right.
I mean, that plays a part of, it does play a part, but I think marriage people hit a wall where they're like, where it's like, wait a minute, this is hard. Two people cohabitating, coexisting, and having to compromise way beyond they ever thought is hard.
Right.
And I think that regardless if you click or not, it requires a lot of sacrifice that people don't realize and they're not really willing to do.
Right. But the point is, it doesn't have to be like, you know, love at first sight for it to succeed. And I think that's encouraging, you know?
Yeah.
For some people that don't like, you know, I mean, I guess when I met my wife to be,
mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like fireworks and everything, you know, but I mean, but it didn't take long for us to really click with each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it was almost instantaneous, but it took a while, you know, to build the bond and that sort of thing, to be able to trust each other.
Yeah. Which isn't any more or any less legit.
No.
It's
not
just,
at all.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the instantaneous stuff can be a bit, it could be a bit fleeting,
right?
You know, because mm-hmm. it's kind of on those topical. I think it's on the top layer of sensory sometimes.
Right.
It could be physical or it could be just humor, but then you get into values and it's not there. You get into practicality, it's not there. Things like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, but what a cool book. It's called Click.
It's called Click, yeah, and it's actually pretty good. I love interesting books like that. You know.
How'd you find it?
In the bookstore. That's how you find things.
Oh, look at you, little Mr. Reader.
Yeah.
Well, listen, an owner of a Beverly Hills beauty salon was arrested on Wednesday on charges of stealing credit card information from Jennifer Aniston, Anne Hathaway, and Liv Tyler and running up tens of thousands of fraudulent payments on their accounts.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
Mm-hmm.
It's the owner of Chez Gabriel Studio is accused of swindling $214,000 from Tyler alone in 5-month period.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. I mean, have you ever had anything like that happen to you? Somebody took your credit card information or?
No, this never happened to me. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, that's what's interesting. I always wonder, like, when you even swipe a card at a restaurant, mm-hmm. or, I mean, I've had people's, like, Black American Express cards that I've swiped at restaurants and stuff, and I'm like, I could easily write down his...
Yeah, that's true.
His number, everything.
And I think people do that, you know? Like waiters and people
yeah,
that
I mean,
work
it's just,
at restaurants.
It's just kind of like, what's there to prevent and to protect people from, you know?
Yeah, there isn't. There isn't a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, be safe. Be careful, everybody.
You know, we were talking about the Dr. Laura thing, you know, that she yeah. quit, right? She decided to quit radio, and who knows what she is.
Was she doing that because of the situation or because she was just planning on
quitting? Because everybody was attacking her. And we were going to play this the other day. Let's go ahead. For those who haven't heard,
okay.
we'll listen to the rant of Dr. Laura. And check this out here.
I've always loved
Oh, great. They're giving us a fucking commercial, so hold on just a second. I'll turn it down. And so apparently, you know, she was on Larry King and she said that she's not going to do it anymore and so forth, you know. So she's not going to do radio because people are on her case and all that.
But she's
shit,
taken
you know?
So much heat throughout the years. I'm like, really, is this the thing
yeah,
that's going to make her quit?
Yeah, but maybe, you know.
The controversy began during Dr. Laura's radio show on Tuesday.
I'm having an issue with my husband. I'm black and he's white.
An African-American caller named Jade said she was offended by comments made by friends of her white husband, leading Schlesinger to bring up what she felt was a double standard when it comes to the N-word.
And turn on HBO, listen to a black comic, and all you hear is... I don't get it. If anybody without enough melanin says it, it's a horrible thing.
Their discussion quickly became an argument.
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio screwing up the... word, and I hope everybody heard it. So what
they did, and I'll say it again. Is what you hear on HB. If you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race.
This week, a day after her N-word rant, she apologized.
I didn't intend to hurt people. I was attempting to make a philosophical point, and I articulated the N-word all the way out more than one time, and that was wrong.
Still, some tonight, including the Reverend Al Sharpton, are calling on advertisers to rethink their support of her show. Her production company tells CBS News her advertisers know this was an anomaly and they know she's not a racist. Schlesinger, it would seem, hopes her 9 million weekly listeners agree. Jeff Glor, CBS News.
Okay, so that's
Dr. Laura. I think
that's
so stupid.
Well, it is stupid, you know, and I mean, it's very controversial because... I think, you know, I'll tell you why I don't think what she did was wrong. Because she did not use it in a condescending way. You know, she was not trying to put someone down. She was not. I think she was just illustrating. She was giving an example. And, you know, people have problems with words, which I think is ridiculous. Because words are words. They allow us to communicate. You know, but...
It's so dumb because what she's doing is, I mean, honestly, do I think white people should use the word? I mean, come on. It's I don't like the word at all, and I don't think white people should use it just because, like, you know, what's the point? But she's reacting and responding out of the double standard and out of this politically correct. When the word is thrown around all the time, we hear the word all the time. I turn on the radio, I hear the word all the time. You go on TV, you watch comedy, you go to comedy clubs, you hear the word all the time.
Right.
But if you're a white person and you say it, then you are a racist.
Right.
And it's like, that's not necessarily true. And she's responding to that. And so I think that I don't think the way she handled it was the smartest because look at the situation now. But mm-hmm. I understand what she was doing. She wasn't trying to, she was making a point. She wasn't being
right.
racist.
Right. And I think she was actually complaining and pointing it out that
and
it's being used too much on TV.
Yeah, and I'm more irritated with the fact that, you know what, she's quitting over this?
Yeah.
That's irritating.
And then you
me.
Have Al Sharpton. It's like, who gives a shit about what this guy thinks?
What's
and
his
deal?
And
he's always there. He's always there.
I'm so tired. I can't speak.
She's tired.
I'm so tired of the entitled attitude. It's not a good word. She probably shouldn't have said it. But look beyond the word. How did she mean it?
Mm-hmm.
Use your brain, people. Whether you're white, you're black, you're Asian, whatever.
Yeah.
Use your brain. How did she mean it? Look at the context.
Right. And she told the woman, she said, if you're not happy about the fact that people don't accept you in an interracial marriage, then you should marry out of your race. That makes sense. That totally makes sense. You know,
well,
if you're not... Because I think when you get into an interracial relationship, you know what the consequences are going to be. You know that people are, not all people are going to view this as something good. And she just told us, she says, if you have a problem with that, then you shouldn't be in a relationship like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think that I didn't hear the whole thing. We only got a snippet of it, but I feel like what we just aired, I mean, it sounds like the woman was kind of coming to her from a place of a personal and emotional place, and that it sounded like she's kind of looking at boundaries and things like this, and it sounded like Dr. Laura went and made a different point about it than what the woman was talking about.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it sounded like. But the point that Dr. Laura was making, I don't disagree with. You know, I just think that, yeah, you're on the radio and it's such a sensitive topic. But yet it's like, you know, I just think it's such a double standard. And I'm so tired of the entitled attitude. And I'm so tired of the whole, you got to be politically correct. And it's like, politically correct is there to, you know, there's a purpose in it and there's a spirit in it. But at the same time, it becomes red tape, and it becomes a way to trap people, and people aren't using their brains to see the intent, the motive, and the context of which something was said. It's like, come on, we're all people. Look at it. We're all human. Like, look at it.
Right.
It makes me so mad.
Yeah. And the point is, she wasn't using it as a derogatory term, like when you call someone that to make him feel less than you.
No, but everybody's racist. Upset because she's a white woman using the word.
Right. Not only that, but because a lot of people don't like her. You know,
and
just
that too,
because
she's
brutally honest, and she often likes to tell people what to do and preach to them and stuff. So,
but that's her show. People, I mean, that's her show.
She's got 9 million fucking listeners. I mean, obviously somebody wants to listen to it.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is that she's, you know, you go to her show, you know, she's got a real, you know, cut through the bull crap, real bottom line kind of attitude. And so, okay, this is her style. So I just think that it's just so dumb. I don't know. I find the whole PC thing really, really, really strangling.
Yeah.
And I find it to be a joke. I find so much of it to be a joke, especially living in L.A.
Yeah.
It's a freaking joke.
The same with that, you know, immigration law in Arizona. The same thing again, you know, politically correct, you know, do the right thing. Do what sounds good. Do what feels good, you know. But there's some things that, you know, you can't be that sensitive. You gotta address them as they are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Arizona thing's, I think, more complicated, based on a little bit of what I know about it and how it's
there's
ambiguity.
About PC,
yeah, I know, but there's definitely, well, there's, anytime you have anything like this, people are going to jump on the bandwagon and want to look like a hero and be an artist and talk like and act like they've got a poli sci major or something.
Right.
But
right.
I think that the Arizona situation is more complicated, and there's a lot of ambiguity in the law, which threatens people.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them for that, but I think the basic idea of the law I don't have a problem with, which is if you're caught in an act of crime, you can be asked, you have to prove citizenship. I mean, white, black, Hispanic, whatever, like whatever. You're caught in an act of crime. They should have the right to see, you know, however that process goes.
Right.
I don't believe in, you know, profiling people. I don't believe in randomly asking people for their papers. But in that context, I don't see why that should be an issue.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think the law has some ambiguity and some gray areas, which stresses out people. And I can't totally disagree with that alarm.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, and the same thing with the mosque on Ground Zero, you know. It's like the president is trying to make it as though it's not a big deal, it's okay, it fits with the Constitution. But that's not the point. The point is it's insensitive, and people, again, try to be politically correct. Oh, well, you know, we have a freedom of religion. But this is very insensitive. I think it's a slap in the face. And, again, people are trying to be politically correct about it, and I think they're going all wrong.
Well, I'm my question with the Ground Zero thing, as we discussed the other day, is, you know, how big is it? Just how big is this area and this location? Because if it's tiny and it's small,
no, it would be a huge mosque. I mean, you wouldn't be able to miss it.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm saying how large is the Ground Zero area?
It's a couple of city blocks.
Well, then in that situation, it's kind of like, I mean, I get where you were coming from, but I thought it was just a smaller, like a one area. I mean, if there's going to be several different businesses and religious affiliations and stuff there, why would you then not say that they can't be there? I thought it was a more concentrated area that only one or two things could go up. And then I'm like, well, why would you put a mosque there?
Right.
But this is like a few city blocks of several different businesses and
Right.
You know, I have a hard time understanding.
But it's a memorial, you know. I mean, there's a lot of death that happened there. It was devastating.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it was done by Muslims, regardless of what you think. The facts are it was done by Muslims. And, yes, it wasn't the same people that are building this. But I think it's about conquest. I think it's about making a point. I think it's a slap in the face. And the fact that the president is behind it, I think, is preposterous and ludicrous. That's what I think.
Well, I hear what you're saying.
My two cents.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So Facebook introduced a new feature now, and which is like, have you heard of Foursquare? It's an app that lets you announce to people on Twitter where you are at any particular time. It works with the GPS on your phone. So, for example, if someone comes here and they tweet it or whatever, then people can know where you are right now.
Oh, wow.
So now Facebook is adding that feature. And my big question is, why would the fuck anybody would want people to know where they are? I mean, it's not safe, first of all. And secondly, it's like, what's the point? What's the point of this?
I don't get it either.
You know? I mean, why would you want people to know where you are?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't get that.
Yeah. And it's very specific, too. I mean, you go to a certain area, it'll give you, like, names of businesses and sites that are nearby, and then you choose which one you're in.
Well, that's so crazy. I don't know. I mean, I definitely don't see, I don't know who uses it. I mean, something like the Kogi truck, the food trucks, and the Kogi truck is the bomb.
Right.
It was out here the other day. There was a huge line. People, it's not just like a Roach Coach. It's like people come and they tweet, they find it on Twitter. So that would be really good for a business because they're right. Mobile and they need people to know exactly the cross streets and everything.
Yeah.
Sam at LA Talk Radio, he doesn't want you to know where.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. This is kind of interesting. You have not kept up with this show, so you're not going to enjoy this, but I have to say it. So Danielle Staub, best known for her sex tape, boob job revision, and public publicity stunt lesbian relationship. Sorry, guys. It's just okay, anyway. She has not been asked to return to the third season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I find this to be a shock, as apparently everyone else does. You know, she's known for her vicious cat fights on screen, but also for her sex tape. The insider reveals that Danielle is currently trying to generate interest in a spin-off reality about her life. I don't know if there are talks right now about the third season. Anyway, it doesn't really give a reason why, but the reality is that she was kind of the main conflict of the show.
Right.
So it's weird to me that they would ask her to not return.
Really? That's interesting.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know that
she's overshot. Are they saying why? Did they have, like, an argument or a fight or something?
I don't really know what's going on with her. I mean, you know, she says that she's going to be suing the Real Housewives of New Jersey co-star for attacking her, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there was probably, like, a whole thing there.
Yeah. And there's going to be an explosive reunion, and that's going to have two parts, August 30th. I'm going to be on it. Sorry, guys. It is a guilty pleasure, and it is not anything to...
Yeah, and mine is Big Brother, you know? I mean, my wife and I are so hooked on this fucking
really?
Thing.
You got to meet my friend, one of my...
Because, you know, once you're invested in it for a few weeks, you can't stop.
It is like an investment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. It is like an investment.
It's so stupid, and yet you can't stop watching it, you know? I don't watch anything else on TV, but this, you know, we tape it and we have to watch it, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So,
that's funny.
Yeah. So that's television for you.
Man. Well, I'm sorry to hear about Dr. Laura's show ending.
The funny thing is people are asking, is she coming to LA Talk Radio?
That's funny.
I'm like, I don't think she really needs us. You know, she can do it on her own.
No, I think she should come here, though.
We could never handle...
She can say what she wants.
We can never handle 9 million listeners at once. Are you out of your mind?
We totally can, Sam. You know we can.
Yeah.
But I think she should come here, and she can say what she wants.
Yeah, that's true.
Was she on Terrestrial? Was it?
Yeah,
yes,
it was a syndicated show.
Oh, okay.
And it's all over the country and stuff. So, She's going to hang it up.
She said, my contract is up for my radio show at the end of the year, and I've made the decision not to do the radio anymore. The reason is I want to regain my First Amendment rights. I want to be able to say what's on my mind and in my heart and what I think is helpful and useful without somebody getting angry, some special interest group deciding that this is the time to silence a voice of dissent. Shoot, you guys. Yeah. D-I-S-S-E-N-T.
Yeah.
Dissent?
Dissent.
Dissent. Sorry, right. Guys. And I mean, I don't know how I got this job. Sorry. Dissent and attack affiliates, attack sponsors. I'm sort of done with that. She does emphasize that she's not retiring, but rather just ending her radio show. Mm. I feel energized, actually, stronger and freer to say the things that I believe need to be said for people in this country. Mm. You know, I respect that. Yeah. And I think she should. Dr. Laura, if you're listening, you know what? You're welcome here at LA Talk Radio anytime.
Yeah.
We'll take you. Can I be on your show?
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So, yeah. And there's still talk about who's going to be the new judge on American Idol.
Are they still going to do the show? I thought the show's like kind of done.
Yeah, well, it probably will be once they start with new judges. You know, I mean, with Simon out of there and, you know, and then Ellen left, not that she carried any listenership or viewership, but yeah, she took off, you know. And so now the bass player of Aerosmith says that Steve Tyler, is definitely doing American Idol. So that would be cool. I mean, this guy's like, I really like him. Have you ever,
yeah.
I mean, do you like Aerosmith?
Oh, yeah.
They've got some great music. And this guy's like really, I mean, what? They must be in their 60s now, huh?
Well, I mean, there's only one Aerosmith. I mean, Steven Tyler is ridiculous. He's not only a performer, he is a good artist.
Mm.
And I think that's pretty amazing. And
yeah.
I think that he would be really at home at American Idol. But do you think that the show is kind of done without Simon and stuff?
I really do.
Yeah,
unless they get someone as brutal as he is. But, you know, I mean, he was the show. That's the point, you know? He was the only one that could be honest and tell people when they suck.
I mean, you know, he was entertaining, but I always felt like everything he said was on par. I felt like it was true.
Mm,
even if he was a little bit of a little rude about the way he said it, I definitely thought, you know what, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, and besides, people like that, you know, I mean,
yeah,
that's why
I mean,
the show is so popular,
because
he was being rude.
Paula didn't contribute much, I didn't think. I mean, she was really nice.
Yeah, she was afraid of hurting people's feelings, you know, you can't work like that. That's why Ellen left.
Randy was cool, but, you know, you take him or leave him.
Yeah,
as far
that's
as,
true.
I mean, he knows the stuff, but right. I'm saying he's really big in the business. I'm just saying as far as
the American
show.
American Idol, yeah.
Yeah, as far as the show, it's kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel it that much if he had to leave. But yeah, I mean, you know, with Simon, it's definitely going to be a different show. I predict that it's not going to last more than one season.
Really?
Know,
without him?
Yeah. Unless, you know, Steven Tyler really, like, you know, makes, like, a really great performance there, or a really... great job, you know, as far as judging people and sort of like that, you know. But I can't imagine anybody would be as crude as Simon has been. And
that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the guy is like, you know, do you know how much money he made off the show, man?
What? How much do you think?
Yeah. Tens of millions of dollars, easily.
Wow. So the situation with Montana Fishburne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, where do we start with that?
Okay, we can start with the Inquirer article about it.
Oh, that's real legit, but go for it.
I don't know. Where
she started with her, she's using her full name, her real name.
Right, Montana Fishburne. Now, I want to make it a point that it was on our station that, to my knowledge, that people found out originally that she had been arrested for prostitution. On one of our shows here, the Stilts and DeVoe show, it's like about the porn industry and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about Montana Fishburne, and then a woman called Nene called in, who is apparently a friend of hers, a friend of Montana Fishburne's, and she claimed that Montana had prostituted and was arrested for it before the sex tape, even. So. Yeah, so Montana Fishburne is about 18, 19 years old, and she went and released a sex tape But it's not one of those like the Paris Hilton where they just made a tape and then it's released. I mean, she made this exclusively to have it released.
Well, I got to give you news. So did Paris Hilton and so did Kendra Wilkinson.
Well, yeah, but
they
it
do
wasn't
it. It's called amateur style.
Right.
So they make it look like, oh, we're just having fun. I can't believe this got released. But they yeah. shop it like Kendra shopped hers.
Really?
Yeah, I have friends in the business that told me.
Yeah. Well, probably. I'm
They're
sure.
like, yeah, they shopped it. They make it look like it comes out. It's a scandal. And then they settle outside of court for undisclosed amount. I mean, it's the same formula.
Yeah, yeah.
They're branding themselves. They don't really have any other talents going on, so.
Yeah.
You know. But apparently, Montana Fishburne probably has a lot of issues with her dad because I don't think a girl that has a really healthy relationship with her father is going to just
quit.
Yeah, I think there's something tragic that had to.
Because, I mean, she's destroyed his reputation, you know. I mean, I don't know if it's his reputation, but his, you know, sense of respect, of self-esteem, of whatever, you know. I mean, you do something like this to your father, and my God, man, it's like she really must hate him.
Her cover, the headline on her cover says, on a As Is magazine, the headline says, I'm not doing shit to him, but effing and having my career.
Yeah. But now they're saying she faces jail because of the prostitution arrest. She was on probation.
Really?
Yeah. So in other words, what she signed was, let's see. They're saying that she did willfully and unlawfully solicit, engaged, and agreed to engage in an act of prostitution. Yeah.
I mean, how hard is that for a dad to like look at these?
Yeah. So they're saying that, you know, her boyfriend, her pimp, drove her into doing the tape and all that. So who knows what went on there?
I mean, did he just not, like, give her any cash? I mean, you think that...
Yeah, and all she made is 25 grand on this. It's not, like, a lot of money.
No, and I just don't understand. I mean, your dad's, like, a freaking movie star.
But let's face it. I mean, she did... Now she's getting recognition. Maybe that's what she wanted. She wanted to become famous, and she has.
It's so weird, though, you know? It's just so weird. I just don't understand, you know. Anyway, she said she worked with Kim Kardashian. Anyway, she did it. She did it for work. She said, I'd say about 16, I lost my virginity, and the whole sexual world sparked my interest. I think I was just wanting to explore sexuality. I know it's such a big world. I was just like, since I like sex, I wanted to see everything that I would like, every kind of fantasy I would like, and porn is a way that I could explore that.
Right.
I had a little passion inside me to do porn. I didn't really want to tell too many people about it because I was afraid of the reactions when I was younger. I started thinking about it when I was 16. I wasn't really into mainstream acting. I knew I wanted to do adult films.
Really?
Okay. Well, here's the thing that I would tell her, not that she cares or is asking my opinion, but that's why I'm on the radio. Montana Fishburne. There's a part of the brain that is the long-term decision-making part of our brain that is not fully developed until your mid-20s. The part of your brain that can fully look at an action and take into the consequences of your long-term effects. And that's one of the reasons why we don't, you know, it's illegal for kids to have sex under the, you know, to be sexually active under the age of 18 with somebody older than them.
Right.
And that there is certain things in place that as soon as they turn 18, they can make those decisions. But there's they have an inability to look past, you know, really, really long term. Not that she can't see any of it, but it doesn't happen until like you're 20.
It makes sense when you observe them, you know. I mean, they really don't seem like to care much about their consequences.
Yeah, well, it's all about the here and now. And you know what? I mean, no judgment. I don't know what her life's been like. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I don't know, man. It just seems to be cool to have sex tapes.
Yeah, I guess.
You ever make one, Sam?
No. I don't want to see myself having sex at all. I don't think it's a pretty sight.
You know, if I was married, I would totally want to do a sex tape.
Really?
Yeah, but I will never do one.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter even if you're married and it's like hit in a safe.
Yeah.
Someone's going to find that shit.
Exactly.
Make duplicates. Everybody's going to see the way you'd get down.
Yeah. And they'll try to blackmail you or just, you know, make money off of you if you become famous.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it, man.
Nope.
Not going to do it.
Just get a mirror over your bed.
Yeah.
Or on the side of your closet.
No interest in that, man.
No mirrors?
No mirrors, man. I don't need, like I said, I don't need to see myself having sex. I really don't.
I heard a comedian golly, I can't remember who it was. He was really funny. He was saying how he was with a woman and they were having sex, and he all of a sudden, there's a mirror there, and he all of a sudden kind of lost his erection. She's like, "What are you not? Did I turn you off?" He's like, "No, I saw my reflection. I turned myself off."
Yeah, that's probably what would happen to me too, man. Anyway, Kira, so you're leaving us for a few days.
I'm going to be back here on Wednesday. Wednesday, yeah.
Okay, so you guys will have to listen to replays for the next few days.
One of our listeners, he's so funny, he told me, he's like, yeah, it's been when we both went out of town that one time. He's like, yeah, it's like finding out that Santa Claus isn't real because of the replays. Like, wow, that's sweet.
Yeah, well, you go and have fun. Be careful on the plane and everything. And come back with stories for us. I'm sure you will.
And guys, you never know what happens in life. If I pass out, if I die on an airplane, I just want everybody to know, thank you for letting me on the radio. I love my friends and family.
And that you love everybody.
God bless everyone. And Jesus loves you, whether you like it or not.
Good. And I don't want to ever have to play this back. So, meaning I want you to come back in one piece.
Yeah, me too. But I'm just saying, you never know when you're going to die.
Just in case.
I always think about that. Do you think about
that?
Do
you? I do.
When I'm like going on a plane, I'm like, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah,
so,
I know. It's a terrible death by plane, I think. You know?
Well, let's not get into it too much. Yeah, I'm about to go catch one.
Okay.
God bless. Jesus loves you.
Have a safe flight.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here on Wednesday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.